producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at gcnlive.com.
389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
America Tonight, kicking around with our pals from Talk Media News. No one better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, how are you?
I am great, Kate Delaney. How are you?
I am excellent. I'm so happy I'm not living on the East Coast, because I fear that we're never going to be able to find any of our friends in Washington, D.C. or Philadelphia.
Well, they don't panic when it rains.
I'm telling you, I've seen more pictures on Instagram and Twitter of no food in the grocery stores completely.
Sure.
Just everybody has grabbed every piece of meat, every piece of bread. So they're eating meat and bread, and they're talking about what it's going to be like. And, of course, in D.C., commuters, I guess, were on the road for 5 hours on Wednesday night. Oh, that is hair-pulling time.
Have but you I bet you the fundraisers continued. I bet you none of those got canceled.
Yeah. I was going to say that. Have you ever been stuck in gridlock that deep?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, not like that. No, we kind of got out of town before the public.
Oh, that's crazy. All right, so we'll see what happens there. And usually Washington just shuts down quickly. I mean, if it gets really bad, they'll shut it down.
Sure.
How about this deal? I got to ask you about this. How about these senators are saying they don't demote Petraeus? There's a big back and forth about what's going on with General Petraeus. And there's a lot of pushback. John McCain is leading the charge against the Defense Secretary, Ash Carter. I mean, I don't know if this is necessarily unprecedented, but are you surprised by what's going on?
Well, I mean, I don't know how you justify somebody taking, you know, secrets and then passing them on to their girlfriend, you know, in the bedroom. I just don't know how you say, well, that's okay. You know, you didn't mean to do it. He's lucky he doesn't have my old bed in Morgantown Federal Corrections, okay? So I don't get it. But, you know, a lot of people consider him a hero, and so you're going to have that fight back and forth.
Yeah, and watching this, though, does it make you think of Hillary Clinton when they're talking about all this email stuff? And all I keep reading is, boy, they're getting closer, and there could be an indictment. It's not necessarily all, like, right-slanted either.
Well, you know, there's an issue that's been raised. I don't know if it's been raised publicly, but friends have said to me, look, if Petraeus shared classified information and Hillary Clinton had classified information, you know, and he shared it with his girlfriend, did she share it with Bill Clinton? You know, and if she didn't, they ever prove that. I don't care if it is her husband. That's, you know, pretty bad. But the biggest benefit of Sarah Palin's announcement the other day was Hillary Clinton, because this whole Inspector General statement got buried in the media due to the Sarah Palin announcement on Trump, because now Hillary Clinton's kind of insinuating that, well, the Inspector General is, you know, kind of after her. But the Inspector General, 99.9% of the time, are not political.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people forget that, right?
They do, because the Inspector General doesn't have an axe to grind. I believe, in my heart of hearts, that this was all leaked originally, I think, by, frankly, people in the State Department that didn't like her.
Right, and so they wanted something to happen.
Sure.
Yeah, I thought that, too. I thought that that's got to be some sour grapes, too, as
right.
Well. So we'll see where it goes. And, you know, you brought it up, Palin. What do you make of Palin endorsing Trump? Is that going to help him in any way, shape, or form? And then there's the possibility of, I mean, would he really go to her for a running mate?
No, he won't take her. She won't even be in the cabinet. But, yes, it helped him because it hurt Cruz. Cruz should have had that endorsement. It really, really hurt Cruz. The governor of Iowa, Republicans, bashing Ted Cruz as in the pocket of oil companies. He doesn't like him. This is not good for Ted Cruz, period. But I must say, Sarah Palin really undid some of that endorsement. I don't care what people think of her. It's better she endorsed for Trump than him. He looked painful on the stage, like he didn't want to be there. But on a personal note, she really ruined some effect of this endorsement, because she had a chance to talk about substance abuse, recovery, veterans, and PTSD, and stop stop enabling her son for his actions. Instead, she tried to blame the White House. That's sad. On a personal level, that's very sad.
Yeah, and there's some people that would take that a much different way, definitely. You and I have talked about this before, what's going on with Bernie Sanders, and naturally he's going to have big numbers in any kind of polling in New Hampshire. But boy, this ship is sailing. Is there a chance that he'll be more challenging to Hillary Clinton?
Yes, I mean, feel the burn. Look, if I was Bernie Sanders on stage, and I'm not a nice guy, and he is, I know I serve with Bernie, I would have pointed to Hillary Clinton and said, you took $600,000, more than most people in this audience make in a lifetime. Look at them and tell them why you did it, and I'd have been quiet. He didn't do that. Eventually, he's got to get aggressive, because look, she's getting aggressive on him. He's offering no care and things. And so, you know, Bernie's a nice guy, but I've got to tell you, even though he didn't go to the jugular vein, he's got the most amount of singular money raised in the history of this country of individuals, and he's got some people out there that are just loyal to him, so this is far from done.
Yeah, yeah. And so I guess with Clinton, she's going to need some endorsements. And I saw a great headline today, Clinton calling in the heavy hitter. She's going to need that, isn't she?
She has to. Yeah, Jeb Bush is trying to do that, and he's done. She still has a chance, but she's got to call in every single human being she's ever met.
Yeah, wow. Wow, so interesting. You know, the other thing here is what's happening with this refugee bill. Have you seen this, that the refugee bill is pretty much stalled in the Senate? There's this whole battle over what they're calling the Trump Amendment, and Republicans just ripped that whole idea of putting Trump on it. I mean, how crazy is that? He's running for president, and now he suddenly is kind of appearing with this amendment. It's not his amendment, but just the fact that it's being called that.
Right, and then the Democratic side held it up. Now, of course, they're holding their breath, because if some refugee does something, they're going to get blamed. So a lot of presidential politics has entered into this whole refugee situation. And the truth of the refugee matter right now is that we put them through amazing screening as it is. Can one of them slip through? Sure. I mean, I don't know any other way, you know, you can look at it.
Yeah, and is it one of those things where, I mean, if we all knew there was a 100% way to guarantee that, of course, Republican, Democrat, whatever, who is going to, you know, say anything different to the effect of that?
Right.
Do you think, and because we've talked about so much, this, obviously, along the way, what's been going on campaigning-wise, do you think this translates, because I think the saddest thing is that we don't have, you know, big numbers of people going out to vote. Do you think that we'll have more people vote this time around?
You know, I debated that yesterday with somebody. I think people aren't going to be revved up as much. You know, if Hillary Clinton is the nominee and she's not nice to Bernie Sanders, his people aren't going to just say, oh, I'm so afraid of Trump or whoever. This could work in reverse where people just say, whoa, I don't like anybody.
And just say, why even vote, not go out, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it could happen. I don't think it's going to have the Obama fever that you had of people getting out there to vote.
Yeah, as somebody who ran, you know, you had to campaign so much of your life.
Sure.
Do you think there should be a different way to do this? Should we do it on the weekend?
Oh, you know, what I think we should do is do away with this nonsense of Super Tuesday, New Hampshire, Vermont, you know, Iowa. Do away with all of it. Have one national primary voting day, just like we do in the general election. It'll stop all this nonsense of, well, Hillary Clinton didn't win Iowa, and then people give money to Bernie Sanders or Ted Cruz or, you know, whatever. And I think a national one-day primary would really change the face of politics, just like we have a national general.
Oh, I like it. I think it's a great idea. All right, I'm pushing for that.
Gives everybody a chance.
Yeah, what do you think out there? 855-266-5283. Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then.
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact. chat with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In last month's bipartisan budget agreement, we secured additional funding to help cities like yours build water infrastructure. And we're going to have that funding available to you by the end of next week. And that includes more than $80 million for the state of Michigan. Our children should not have to be worried about the water that they're drinking in American cities. And that's not something that we should accept.
That was President Obama, of course, talking about the whole Flint thing as he finally went to Flint, Michigan. And we know the water situation is just horrific. And, boy, you hear the lead levels, how it happened, and it makes you think, wow, you know, yeah, I can't imagine what that would be like in my neighborhood. I thought about this today, walking the dog. What if that's what we're doing. We're just drinking the bottled water because of stupid mistakes that some people made in the city government, and then the way the governor handled that was terrible. So there were calls for him to resign, and I think the people in Flint have had it up to here, and they're worried. They're concerned about kids, and they should be. And if you pump all this money in, and then the EPA is supposed to clean it up, and it's a comedy of errors because they knew that this was coming down the pike. That's the problem. And you start looking at the email trails, and it just to just keep letting it happen or think it's going to happen and not do anything about it. That's the real crying shame here. Well, we're tight on cash, so hopefully there's no contamination. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Ridiculous. Hey, if you want to throw in your two cents in any of what we've been talking about, the water's warm, jump in. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. And the biggest thing and the biggest conversation, you know, really is the snowstorm on the East Coast, D.C., and other areas as well. Flights canceled galore for Friday and Saturday. Forget trying to get into Philly or Washington. Some people think it's overkill. There is, like, no shovels to be had. They are picked clean of shovels in most of the hardware stores and the big stores that sell them. Because of the storm that's headed up east and has already hit, they're talking about Friday afternoon and into Saturday night, up to 30 inches in Washington. That's wild. 30 inches of snow. Whoa. I love the space photos. You know, you can look at maps and you can see, but when you see the clouds and where the NASA image, oh, it's brutal. I've been in D.C. when there was some wicked snow weather, and it was really wild. It was okay because we had already gotten into Washington. In fact, we were doing a show on the road. So we were there and in. It kind of put a damper on trying to go and do certain things. And it was like a ghost town, but so close to the Capitol, it was cool to see everything in white. And it was a bad snowstorm. People were really, there was accidents all over the place, and people were stuck, and they were stuck on 95, and there's some terrible streets in Georgetown, and so it was pretty nasty for the people commuting, but we were already there in the city, and I know certainly what that's like. I've been in a couple of bad blizzards, but I can tell you this, I have never, my friends, I don't know about the rest of you, I have never been in 20 inches, 25 inches, 30 inches, none of that. Bad conditions, lots of snow, yes, but that much snow, yeah, no, I haven't been in that much snow, at least that I can recall. If it happened, I was too young to remember. And that's all I can say. By the way, how about this? You know, it was just last week we were talking about, and now that I'm pinging in a couple of different directions, we were talking about the rules of engagement, you know, and what's happened for our soldiers when they're in these situations, especially in Afghanistan and in ISIS. So they've loosened the rules of engagement for encounters with ISIS. Really? What a smart move by the military. So, or the Obama administration. So they decided to allow anybody that's striking the Islamic State or any of those affiliated groups in Afghanistan that they can target them for being associated with a terror network, which is big because now it's a different category. So that means before they could only be targeted if they showed what's known as hostile intent. So now they can kill ISIS in Afghanistan just for wearing the T-shirt or waving the flag. So listen to what I'm saying. Trying to trap people and then luring them in or luring soldiers in or not them unsuspecting, now they can shoot to kill ISIS if they just have them in their face, driving their cars, waving their flag, wearing the T-shirt. That is huge. And it slipped by a lot of people because, frankly, of other political comings and goings, I think, that were going on. But the Journal had it. They reported the change. And, man, it's awesome. I mean, it's awesome that they're doing it. And they just decided to do that earlier in the month, like really into the beginning of the new year. So they're allowing the military to move and easily target ISIS supporters. Before, it wasn't that way, and that made it even that much more difficult. I think that this could help this can absolutely really, really help in trying to eliminate, I say eliminate, can you really ever completely eliminate? I don't think you can. But it will help in leveling the playing field a little bit more, because it's just an abomination to watch what they do to people and how they have changed, wrecked, ruined so many lives, including James Foley. Remember we had on this show, and maybe you don't, but we had on one of James Foley's friends from college and talked about how what a great journalist he was and how everybody was so proud of him. And then, of course, how horrific he was beheaded and what happened to him and how he's pulled from a cab. And there's actually a documentary that's coming out in February about that, and I'm anxious to see it because they pretty much lay out what happened to him and how could that happen, and, you know, frankly, what he wanted the world to know and see and what he had done and some of his amazing work, but unfortunately where ISIS targeted him and how he was singled out and how they were able to just pull him out of a cab, and, you know, that it was unimaginable, but that's what happened, and friends and family talking about the the terrible situation for James Foley, unexpected to get that kind of call where it seemed like he was home free, but yet obviously he was not. So bravo on the rules of engagement changing. Makes just a whole bunch of sense to me. For the people that are wondering about Cruz and what kind of lead he has, or what kind of but he's trailing Donald Trump, it's 11 points. Trump has an 11-point lead. That's one of the latest polls. That's a CNN poll. So Trump's nearest competitor is Cruz. That's why so much, as all of you know, was made about the Palin endorsement. So Donald Trump, 37%, Ted Cruz, 26%, Marco Rubio, 14%, and then so on and so forth, single digits, Ben Carson, 6%, and Jeb Bush, 3%. Yeah, I said in the beginning of this, he was the presumptive guy, right? And Jeb Bush just keeps logging the miles, and doing the smiles, and everything you have to do. But he seems so uncomfortable to me. And he is not, I mean, they're going to have to just drag him out of this, I guess. I figured eventually a save face move and just get out. He seems to me as though it's an uncomfortable fit. It wouldn't have been when they were talking about Jeb years ago, not even thinking of George. I think it would have been different timing when he was the governor of Florida, but now it just does not seem like a good fit at all, and nobody's really talking about Bush. I saw billboards the other day for him, and I thought, of course there's billboards for him, but he's so in the background, unless he's on the stage and it's one of those debates or something comes up where Donald Trump has poked him in the eye again. Otherwise, you know, absolutely, absolutely not. He's not in the eye of this thing day in and day out. He's just not. He's on the periphery. He's looking in. That's it. That's all he's doing. But yet, there's lots of money being pumped in. He has the money. He's got the money game down. And that makes a big difference. But enough of a difference to get over on Trump? No. To get over on anybody else, Cruz? I can't imagine that. It doesn't compute. It doesn't make sense to me. Why not just bail out, right? Just bail out. All right, stay with us. Much more fun and frivolity coming your way. You can join us 855-266-5283. Don't forget, we're taking you to the movies, and in fact, you know what? We're going to take you to the movies next, my friends. I just made an executive decision.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Tonight, time to take you to the movies. One of my favorite things that we do. You know, this is my way to blow off steam, that's for sure, especially a long, hard week when we are hitting it hard. And, boy, there's a whole bunch of movies out. How they'll do, because you still have Star Wars, you still have others that are just getting even more play, The Revenant, etc., with the Oscar nominations out and whatnot, and people are paying attention to that. But nevertheless, let's start with our first one. It's called Mojave Exposed. Or Mojave.
What do you want?
So you go to the desert to find out what you want. What you are.
People come out to the desert, they get pulled upon by thieves. Jesus came out here. It brings us to what are you thinking about in the desert?
I'm thinking some guy just walked in pretending to be the devil.
What happened in the desert?
There was a situation. The guy, the stalker.
Los Angeles.
What have we here? Your famous brother.
Oh.
somewhere safe. This place is dangerous.
To be or not to be. Oh, it always comes down to that, doesn't it?
It was you that walked into the wrong camp, brother. It was you.
Whoops, sorry. This has to play out. It started in the desert. And it's gonna end there.
What are you waiting for?
The great adventure.
What's that?
Death.
All right, Mojave, it says, one of the critics anyway, says the word thriller doesn't apply to this comically affected piece of genre deconstruction. Ooh, doesn't sound good. Mark Wahlberg is in it. Oscar Isaac is in it. I like Oscar Isaac, but this doesn't look like much of a great film. Maybe you wait till it comes out. It's a crime film thriller, 1 hour, 33 minutes, not getting rave reviews. Let's put it that way. All right, our next flick is what I kind of tipped my hand to, Exposed.
What happened to Joey's
truck?
What happened to
my husband? We're all here for you, okay? Anything you need, you just tell us. We're gonna find the surface of that. That's not my words.
He had a lot of enemies, and unfortunately, his dirt caught up with him. I know he was your partner. He'd get pretty ugly if it's not handled properly.
I know he took money from dealers.
He did more than that, but I don't want my Joey's name tarnished, okay? You owe him that much.
Found this camera near his body.
This is Jonathan Jones.
They had me down at the police station the other day about some cop that got murdered.
He has murdered.
There's nothing there. Who else you got?
Who killed Joey?
Tell me. I don't know.
Nobody's talking.
And I don't blame him.
He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. But somebody knows something. There's this girl. She knows what happened.
What am I going to do? Bring her in?
She'll be dead in a week.
This is their plan. How they asked me to death.
They think he killed a cop. Your partner was not a good guy. You're dropping the investigation.
What about Jonathan Jones?
Let it go.
You come into my house telling me that you're not going to go after his killer. You're pathetic.
All over now. Almost. One more loose end.
You're not gonna drop this, are you?
I can't.
All right, Exposed. Keanu Reeves is in it. They've got some others that you may recognize, and it's about a police detective. You could hear it through that, investigating the truth behind his partner's death. There's all kinds of police corruption. Familiar theme with that. And this one might be pretty good because the story actually has a little bit of legs. I still say probably good to catch it on Netflix after it comes out. I like Keanu Reeves. It got high ratings from people who viewed it. 8.1 out of 10. It's rated R. It's 102 minutes. So we'll see where it stacks up in the theater. But I bet it definitely has a lot of rental potential anyway. Because I think some people may have been burned down on movies because the big ones really have already come out. And how about this? This is the comedy. It's Dirty Grandpa.
And why you have to drive down to Florida. We just had the funeral.
Your grandmother and I were there at this time every year.
It just seems like we're cutting it a little close with the rehearsal brunch on Friday.
I know.
Can you take my car, Katie? I need the SUV for the wines.
Now let's get in that giant Libya you drove up in and get out of here.
Hey! We're heading to Daytona. So you guys want to tag along for a bit, maybe? Party some babies into us?
We're not going to Daytona.
Bam, are you kidding me right now? Grandma's funeral was yesterday.
She told me on the deathbed, you get back out there again.
Hey, Grandpa.
Did he just call you Grandpa?
What the?
Want to be a lamb and get that for me?
Did you ever go on spring break?
No.
Hey, you know, one in three of these girls has herpes, even if you can't see it.
Whoops. That never usually happens.
Really, it happens to me all the time.
You're in Daytona Beach?
We're just driving through.
Steven!
She's not right for you. If you marry her, you're going to be sleepwalking through the rest of your life.
The way I see it, this is our last stand.
Get up! I'm a party! Attention to
pregnant! This is crack.
I smoke crack?
Yeah.
But just like a lot.
I just smoke crack!
I don't even know how much I appreciate you doing this for me.
Just get naked.
That's the best way to sleep.
Oh, my God.
I want you to tear open my bra like it's a social security check. Now fumble around and pretend like you're trying to find your glasses.
I found them.
I can see.
The greatest gift a grandson can give his grandfather is a hot college girl who wants to have unprotected sex with him before he dies. Most grandpas just want toffee. Their socks.
All right, so there you go. You could hear Robert De Niro. Boy, he's making interesting movies. Then he did The Intern with Anne Hathaway. Now he's the dirty grandfather. So this movie stars also Zac Efron. If you've seen his Mug Around, it's a comedy, an hour, 42 minutes. The whole idea is Zac Efron takes 1 week away, or is 1 week away from marrying his boss's daughter, and goes down to Daytona. He's tricked by his grandfather, and he's doing all kinds of wild things, apparently, because that's what you could tell by all the fun and frivolity that was happening there in that little clip. I bet it's another one of those where it'd be a great idea to catch it on the stream versus ponying up the cash probably for it. I mentioned that the Oscars were out, and there's some big controversy over the 88th Oscars because of the lack of African Americans. So some Hollywood types are boycotting it, including Jada and Will, and there's pressure for Chris Rock, who's hosting it, to boycott the Oscars. But who knows? It's only weeks away. It's only 6 weeks away from that day. It's February 28th. So Best Picture, The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max, Fury Road, The Martian, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight. I saw The Revenant. It was great. Bridge of Spies was solid. Tom Hanks, good real story. The Big Short was depressing because we messed up and got jobbed once again by Wall Street, but it was a good movie. The Martian was a good movie. Best Director, Adam McKay, Big Short, George Miller, Mad Max, Fury Road. He's the original director of, remember back in the old days, in the Mel days, the same director. And then Best Actor includes Matt Damon, Leo for The Revenant, Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs, Eddie Redmayne, Bryan Cranston. Ooh, I like Bryan Cranston. Kate Blanchett, Jennifer Lawrence for Joy. Good movies, some of them, and others have no clue. You go to the movie, send me a cheap movie review, americatonight.net.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wake again to tea with cinnamon. Some honey on a spoon. It is almost noon. Walking down the stairs to spend my morning tears. Just can't be satisfied. Lord knows.
Yes, indeed. Here on America Tonight, Megan Barth. We like her. We love her. She's great because she's opinionated. You know, a woman with an opinion. I love it. She's the founder and the proprietor. That's a hard name, thing to throw out there, of ReaganBaby.com, and is nationally recognized as far as political commentating is concerned. I like that. Absolutely. And by the way, she's a women's advocate, too. So that's all good stuff. Palin and this Trump situation. So, Megan, you saw this the other day, Palin coming out for Trump. First of all, your reaction to that?
Well, I'm not going to make it front page news like everyone has chosen to do, because this is the first time in modern history that I can remember that endorsements all of a sudden matter. However, there is some validity to her endorsement because she was stumping for Cruz back in 2012.
Yeah.
So this was a direct shot at Cruz. And Trump is the master of the art of the deal. And it was a timely one because of Iowa. And it was one that was strategic and tactful, or tactical. So this was a big middle finger, if you will, to the Cruz campaign. And we'll hurt Cruz a little bit. But I'm really taken aback by all of the, I would say, outrage at some of the conservatives over this, over how they are now trashing Sarah Palin, much like the mainstream media always does. And when the Communist Party endorsed Barack Obama for presidency in 2012, I certainly didn't hear this much noise from the right or the left.
Right. So you think it's almost vilifying Sarah Palin is really shocking.
Yeah, how the right has come out now and all of a sudden vilifying Sarah Palin and saying that her voice sounds like, you know, nails on a chalkboard, which I can't necessarily disagree with, but I'm certainly not going to question her conservatism.
Yeah.
She's a conservative firebrand.
Yeah.
And she also is and always has been backing those like in the Tea Party back in 2010 and even 2012 that we're rivaling the establishment in D.C. So Trump fits in perfectly. Yes, you can question Trump's conservatism, as everyone should. But with this endorsement from a staunch conservative, one who was part of ushering in new conservatives into the Congress when her endorsement really mattered and when they were looking for it, they certainly loved her then. So this endorsement, I don't understand why it should take front page, because I don't really believe, just based on history, that endorsements matter. This was more just a sign that Trump is a populist who can draw in quite a bit of folks, including someone as conservative as Sarah Palin.
Yeah. Boy, it makes a lot of sense what you're talking about. Absolutely. And I agree with you on, you can't question that about Sarah Palin. So it's crazy to see that happen. What do you think happens in Iowa? I mean, we're less than 2 weeks away from Iowa, and it's a big bellwether state. You already know that. So, you know, the caucus is there. What do you think happens in Iowa when it's all said and done?
You know, it's hard to really say. I mean, Iowa hasn't, even though they haven't picked a winner in 16 years.
Yeah.
So yes, it's important, but does their pick win? Well, it hasn't. But it is a signal. But Trump, when you look at Trump's numbers, when you look at the polling, he's polling very well. He's at 48% in Florida. And so the rise of Trump, as we've seen, continues to gain momentum, and people will start attaching themselves to Trump, whether you call them lost voters, low information voters, or people that just generally haven't been politically active, are now paying attention. One, Trump has name recognition. He has a global brand, but he's a leader and he's winning. And psychology just tells us that people want to attach themselves to a leader, to a winner. They want to be on the winning team. So those that are taking their first interest in politics, even those that have been registered Democrats, we see African Americans attaching themselves to Trump. Reagan and different demographics that don't attach themselves generally to the GOP. Ronald Reagan brought in 9% of the African American vote. That's the largest number of African-American vote that a recent GOP candidate has had. I can see Trump doing as well, if not better. So he's breaking demographic barriers and expanding that tent, like the GOP always talks about. Yet, the GOP is in a kerfuffle, as well as a lot of the talking heads out there, because of his evolving into the conservative movement. And also, I believe he's not doing himself any favors by attacking Cruz in such a personal manner. I take umbrage to that. I don't think that there's a lot of room right now to have this circular firing squad when you look over to the left and they are imploding. Absolutely imploding.
Yeah.
You've got their leading candidate under FBI investigation. And while the announcement of Sarah Palin's endorsement was made, a lot of people missed, and the New York Times actually put on the back page, basically, that more emails were found on Hillary Clinton's private server that were above top secret. They were SAPs. You needed to have super-duper extra special whatever clearance in order to read and handle these documents. This is worse than General Petraeus. And General Petraeus right now is looking at a demotion. So this news was buried with the endorsement. Then you've got Bernie Sanders, who is promising single payer, which is what Hillary will run on next, because that seems to be popular amongst the socialists. And when you look at the platforms of Hillary and Bernie, no different. They're only socialists in different names. Bernie is an avowed public democratic socialist. Hillary can't tell us the difference between a socialist and a progressive Democrat. And according to her voting record and his voting record and their platforms, they mirror each other. So the Democrats have a problem, a serious problem. They are going to either have to nominate Bernie or a woman that's under FBI investigation, who Jeb Bush said at best is going to spend her first 100 days between the White House and the courthouse should she win, or they're going to have to look outside. So let the Democrats implode. If they want a brokered convention, let them do it. If they want to break off into third party, let them do it. Why do the Republicans need to do that?
Yeah, it's so well said. That is exactly, in a nutshell, we've been talking about this. And your analogy, talking about Petraeus, how is it what's happened with Petraeus and all the SAPs with Hillary Clinton? Why wouldn't you think that would immediately be, forget it, and they are eating themselves, but yet the Republicans are really in a precarious situation, aren't they, if they don't play it right?
If they don't play it right, yes, they are. Because Hillary Clinton has declared the Republican Party her enemies and did so on a public stage. So that should be a signal for the Republicans. Lay down your weapons, stop pointing them at each other, and point them across the bow. You've got a lot of material right across the room, right across the party line. A lot of material to work with. Bernie Sanders' new plan with the single-payer health care, $19 trillion in taxes. We're talking about a man who wants to tax people at 90%. Why would anyone work for 10 cents on the dollar? I certainly wouldn't.
Yeah.
So this election is what I see is not necessarily you're voting Republican or you're voting Democrat. You're actually voting for capitalism or socialism.
That's it. Which one is it? I mean, that's it in a nutshell. And you're right. People are not calling it out. And Hillary got a break with the Palin stuff because it pushed a lot of that out of the way.
That's right. And this needs to be talked about time and time again because this is an issue of national security. Her records are our records. It is part of our national archive. We have so much ammunition we can use from Hillary right now. Also, the FBI expanded their investigation last week or the week before to include the Clinton Foundation in their investigation. And whether or not, yeah, so the whole Clinton dynasty is on perilous ground. They're looking at corruption, I believe it is, or the expanded corruption and fraud of a quid pro quo arrangement between the Secretary of State's Department and the Clinton Foundation, and whether or not the donations into the Clinton Foundation influence the policy of the Secretary of State. That's an expanded investigation. This stuff needs to be talked about. If the press isn't going to talk about it, then the GOP should be talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. Megan Barth, always fun to have you on the show. Again, we'll look down the road and talk to you. Check her out at ReaganBaby.com. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Kate. Appreciate it.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.